Yeah, good evening, everybody. 7 o'clock, time to call to order the Town of Discovery Bay normal meeting of the Board of Directors. If you could all stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great, thank you. Get roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken. Let the record show all members are present, with the exception of Director Porter, who is absent.
This is the time for public comments. This is an opportunity for anyone online or in the audience that wants to address the board about anything not on tonight's agenda. Do we have anyone online with their hands raised?
There are no hands raised.
Is there anyone in the audience that wants to make a public comment? Seeing none, I will close public comments and bring it back to item C of the consent calendar. Is there any discussion or can we get a motion?
Make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
I second.
Roll call, please.
Director Belcher? Director Graham?
Aye.
Vice President Graves?
Aye.
President Goodtoe?
Aye. Great, motion carries. I'm moving forward to area agencies. Do we have anyone from Supervisor Burgess's office online or I don't know? Sheriff's Office. Ten away.
Hey.
Good evening, board. All right, so for the month of June, Discovery Bay, the calls for service sheet in front of you is kind of different this month. It shows 694 calls for service, which is inaccurate. The way that our crime analysts ran it this month was a different odd. So what is included on there are some, a ton of parking enforcement, which is proactive, and I'll get to that in a second. Some fire response calls for service. There are 75 of those. One of those is actually assigned to a deputy. So 74 of them were actually not calls for the sheriff's office. We may have fielded the call, but we didn't assign a deputy to it. They also included all Marine Patrol calls in Discovery Bay, as well as a lot of beat information. There were 40 of those, and only two of those were assigned. As well as the traffic stops were extremely high this month, and I'll tell you why in a second. But if you extrapolate all those numbers, I did the math earlier before I came in, the actual calls for service were in your normal range, high 300s. So don't worry too much about that super high 700 number, 692. Going back to parking enforcement, we have a student worker assigned to Delta Station now, and he's a full-time student, but he's out on summer break, so he's able to work for us full-time. And his main duties are he's in charge of towing vehicles, citations, placing 72-hour tags, and he conducts other duties at Delta Station. So that's why you'll see the parking enforcement activity on the calls for services a little higher than normal because he's out here doing his job. So last month on June 16th, as we talked about, we had our traffic saturation patrol. Just wanted to give you guys kind of some statistics of that day. Deputies worked for 4 hours, and as you know, they were solely focused on traffic enforcement. They conducted 62 traffic stops, issued 58 citations, they towed two vehicles, and they stopped three e-bikes and also issued them citations. So overall, quite a productive day for 4 hours of work. So they did a really good job.
Yeah, so one of those wonderful stops was our assistant general manager.
Wasn't good. I wasn't going to bring it up, but I warned you guys last month.
Maximum to include us, and it was. Thank you for being the sacrificial lamb.
Yes.
Took one for the team. Of other notes, so we received a tip about a marijuana indoor grow operation in the Lakes community. We took that tip, we gave it to our narcotics detectives. They did a great job. They spun up an investigation and a search warrant within a week, and they were actually able to shut down the operation in the community. We had PG&E come out to the home. They cut all electricity from the house. Code enforcement came out. They red tagged the home, so it's completely uninhabitable at this point. So that wasn't something I want to bring up. And another caveat of that, we got the tip from a neighbor, a community member, which is huge, right? The deputies aren't walking every street to to see and smell and observe what the neighbors and the community are seeing. So it goes to the point that I tell every community is like, please call. If you see something weird, you smell something, something out of normal, call the sheriff's office because you never know what could end up like this. Some events that we have coming up. On July 22nd, we'll be partaking in the Lakes Community HOA board meeting, and we're going to be there to be discussing e-bike safety, current laws, legislation. As we all know, the e-bike pandemic, I like to call it, is continuing. So we're going to kind of provide some knowledge to the residents over in the Lakes community because they do have a uptick in the e-bike problem. So, and then on August 4th is National Night Out. It's the first Tuesday in August. If anyone would like to register any sort of event in town, you can either direct them directly towards me because I'll be putting together the itinerary for us, or they can email our community service unit at csu@so.cccounty.us. And we'll be putting together an itinerary to go over basically all around East County. It'll depending on how many stops we're going to make will be depending on how long we can spend at each location. So if you or neighbors or friends have any ideas, you know, feel free to contact me. You guys all know how to get a hold of me. So that's all I have. You guys have any questions?
So thanks for keeping our staff in line.
Yeah. So you got our call about him, huh? That's good. Oh, whoops.
Do we get to hear what the disposition was?
Yeah. Was there video?
That's the right answer. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Have a great holiday, you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
I don't see Highway Patrol, and I don't see anyone from Contra Costa Fire. So I think we'll move out to Municipal Advisory. Evening.
Good evening. Before you is a discussion and possible recommendation to Contra Costa County regarding agency comment request CDLP 2602020. And the applicant is requesting approval of a land use permit for the continuing operation of an existing Verizon Wireless telecommunications facility originally established under land use permit CDLP 14-02064. No modifications or changes are proposed with this. The applicant is on Zoom if there are any questions or comments that we can direct towards them. That's the agency comment request before you this evening.
How long has this tower, if you will, been here?
We're going to see if we can get the applicant online.
Hi there. This is Isabel Chavez. I'm not. So what was your question again?
I'm just wondering how long it had already been here at this point.
I'm not sure. I'm just doing the renewal for Verizon. So I don't get those details.
I will say just based on the way the county does their naming conventions for the land use permits, the CDLP 14 would indicate to me that it was approved in 2014.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Verify that, but that would be my assumption based on the naming.
Okay.
Just for clarification, there's no physical changes. They're just requesting a permit extension or renewal.
That is correct.
I'm just curious, who's getting the rent, the lease funds from this tower? Whose land is this? The town of Discovery Bay's land? The proceeds from the lease?
It is not. No, it is the Presbyterian Church of San Francisco. Oh. It's the same parcel for the church and All God's Children.
Okay.
The school. It's that parcel. It is right next to our admin building. Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Are there any other questions or?
Okay. So is there an action item or?
There would be, yes. So again, either you can have a motion to have no comment, that you support the application, don't support the application, make no comment.
I would make a motion that we have no comment.
I second that motion.
Roll call, please.
Dr. Belcher?
Aye.
Dr. Graham?
Aye.
Vice President Graves?
Aye.
President Couteau?
Aye. Present. All right, then moving forward, Lisa, for timing. Discover Bay Lions Club permit application. Monica.
Okay, so the Lions Club has completed the special event permit application for their Summer Jam concert. This has been discussed at committee level. All the details are in your agenda packet, and I'll go ahead and invite Lisa with the Lions Club to come up, and she can answer any questions you may have.
That's okay. So here is a copy. Thank you. There's some updates in there from the last meeting that we had. There's also the flyer, which the bottom was cut off last time. And there's actually two flyers. If you look on the back, there's another one. So we can discuss that. So let me start by saying that I'm Lisa Combs. I've lived here for 12 years. I have done everything from the Lighthouse celebration to being nominated 4 times as Citizen of the Year. Never won, though, but that's all right. So I'm very committed to the community. When I saw that Summer Jam was possibly not going to happen, we had big feet to fill, and Brian stepped down. Jennifer needed some help, and so I stepped in, along with some other board members from the Lions. Not only do I deeply care about this community, but so many others do. Summer Jam has been happening for years. It's gotten big. And Jennifer was the one that put her hand up and said, I'd take this on. But again, it takes an army. Not one person can do it on their own. So here I am. Jennifer's not here though, but that's all right. Her dog was not feeling good. So why Summer Jam? Why it matters? It matters to the community. I've gotten just such a huge response on, you know, how come we're not doing it, you know? I have to say that it's a lot of money that comes out of the Lions. We're supposed to be giving back and supposed to be making, you know, having events and making money. So we can give it to charity. That's what, you know, Lions, that's what we do. But this is something that we have done for years for free. We thought this year that we could do a $5 fee to help with the cost, and actually last year's cost, because we were in the hole last year. This was bringing us up to date. And I have to say that at our meeting that we had at 4 o'clock, I was very disappointed in the board deciding that $3,750 was what they were going to charge us. They've never charged before. And my conversation with Brian over the phone was that he misspoke, as he said that, I don't know, Brian, I don't know if you want to say what you said.
Okay.
He said that he misspoke, that the reason he called it a God, I'm getting all nervous. I apologize. It just frustrated me so much. So he called it that we were pretty much for profit. That we, since we're charging, he didn't use the word for profit. He said that we were a. I can't remember what you said. What was the word? Are you allowed to say?
Yeah, of course I'm allowed to say.
Okay.
Well, let's back up a little bit here. I said one of the reasons that the $3,750 was because the event has changed its dynamics. What I didn't also say is, You know, at the end of the day, the community center has been losing money every single year. And one of the tasks of the Park and Recs Committee was to try to figure out ways to bring some revenue in so we actually support the community center.
Okay.
The Park and Rec Committee used your application, and we asked staff to come back with what is a reasonable dollar amount for securing the entire building, staff time, and that's where the $3,750 came from.
Okay. But the word that you used was?
Well, when I was talking during the Park and Recs Committee, I used the word private.
Private. It's not a private event. Right.
That was the wrong word to use, and that's why I reached out to you over the phone and said, hey, listen, I apologize. Private wasn't the right word. I was just trying to clarify.
Okay.
So that's where we're at.
Okay. Does the board know that Brian called me?
I'm sorry. What
does the board know that Brian called me to clarify this?
No.
Okay.
Of the Brown Act, we.
That's fine. I just. That's right. Okay. I forgot about that. Okay. I'm not throwing you under the bus, Brian. So I'm just
trying to find some like loophole. Like
no, well,
I violated some policy, but go ahead.
No, I'm not. No, I just wanted to make sure everyone else was in that it was transparent. That's all. Okay. So $3,750 is what we're going to be charged. And the reason is because Brian is not running the, and also you're not running the event anymore. Is that correct?
No, it's not correct.
Okay. So if you
I'm not running the event anymore, that's correct.
And you're, and the reason why, okay. So anyways, move on. We're not going to be charging anymore. So we're not charging a $5 fee anymore. And we didn't know that that was going to be that big of a deal that we were going to be charged. So let me move on. So, that was all supposed to be talked about at the end, but I got so flustered on the phone. I apologize, Brian. It just threw me for a loop. Committed, you know, we want to stay in compliance. We are committed with safety. I know that's one of your number one things. And we hired security, eight security guards plus our own volunteers to be in the parking lot, to be on each side of the stage, to be in the places that you were concerned about as far as the tennis courts and pickleball fields courts. So we are happy to, and I think it's a great idea to have security. We are going to have one security guard, or there's going to be three at the entrance when people pay. There will be three lines, and they'll be roped off. There'll be three security guards along with a ID checker to check ID. They will get a wristband if they're over 21, so we can get that out of the way. So when they stand in line for their beverages, there won't be a cluster. And then there will also be a cashier. We will also be able to have people purchase their tickets online. There will be a that'll be the third one of the three lines. There will be someone at the gate to monitor the gate to count how many people. One of the things that I asked the board was, "What is your capacity for the community?" Brian told me over the phone that it was up to us, that there really isn't one. I would really love some sort of a combination of us coming up with an amount. I don't want to come back, have someone come back and say, wow, a thousand people was way too many. I'm thinking maybe 700, 750 is a good amount. So if you guys can discuss that and come back with me, that would be great. They will be checking bags, the security, jackets, blankets, coolers. There won't be any coolers. No. Let me put that back. Let's take that back. There will be no drinking, no food allowed. No outside. They will not be able to bring in their little koozie coolers or their tumblers. They will be able to purchase water for $1. We might even go 50 cents, but that's in the works. There will be four vendors, food vendors. So far, we have Boondoggies and Kinders. and we're working on a few others. It's really hard to get anyone to commit when we don't know if this is really going to happen yet, but we have some others in the work. We also have 10 vendors that will go along the side of the tennis courts. The toilets will be in the alleyway between the, it looks like a handball court, you know, where the vendors will be. And yeah, straight over that way.
So they'll be blocked off.
Yeah.
So we're going to have the that area blocked off with the bathrooms. And then also the area, same places where Brian had the bathrooms last year.
We
so
did
it. Can get by.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay. Lost my train here. Okay. So in addition, my concern, like I said, is the $37.50, the town staffing charge. And I would love to know, like last year, how many people were there as far as staff, how, besides Brian, how many people were there? I think that's a valid question.
We don't want to know how much you guys pay them. We just want to know how many okay. people we'll have there.
Or how many you will have this year. We are going to make it free, like I said, to the public. Again, we are a nonprofit. We have donated money to this community, to this facility. And in return, Joey Graves Foundation, everywhere. That's what we do. The money that we make at Big Cat is huge. And I don't know if that's just never mind. Okay. Anyways, closing. I have brought a folder, and you guys have it, and it does show two different flyers, one which was going to be with the $5 and now the new one. We are also going to be in partnership with the Discovery Bay Chamber. They're going to also help. So we have extra help. Does anyone have any questions?
Couple questions, and I just may have not heard this, and since I'm not part of the Park and Recs committee, this is the first time I'm hearing about it. I read about it, but the details are helpful. So you mentioned that you could buy the tickets online,
mm-hmm.
but
that's only if we were going to do it online.
Do like a pay in advance thing, so they just walk in and show their phone.
But we're not going to do that now.
But then you're not charging a fee.
The fee was just changed like an hour ago. So okay. I was reading my notes from before. Oh, okay. So yes. So I apologize. No, there won't be an online thing anymore, I guess.
Okay. So then you would only, under not charging a fee, you'd only be checking IDs as they came in?
Checking IDs, checking bags. Yes.
So what is the rationale for not charging a fee now? What is the reason of changing your position?
Because it's for the public, and it wasn't a private event. And if it means that we're being charged, honestly, if we're being charged because we are making a little bit of money, we're going to do it for free. We might as well go back to the old way.
Okay. Okay.
And even if you still charge us $37.50, we're still going to go back to the old way.
To not charging?
Not charge.
Gotcha. Okay. The porta potties, the number of porta potties, is that going to put an upward limit on the capacity of people that you have? Is there a calculation of porta potties per?
That is the porta potties that Monica requested in her email with me.
So I'm not ready to that.
Oh, the quantity. I'm sorry. So it'll be 8 porta potties. One AD, whatever, disability one.
Okay.
And four.
Porta-potties. So what is the ratio of capacity to porta potty? That's what I'm asking.
Per person or per, I have no idea.
So that might be your answer to your capacity number. That's what I'm just.
I get it. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, so.
There actually is a chart that charts the number of porta potties versus the number of people and the time of the event, and if there are alcohol and food being served. Okay. Those also affect how much.
Yes.
Yes. Our wastewater people understand well.
Okay. All right. So that might be a way to be able to calculate what that upward number And then the other question was, in terms of your certification of insurance, does that put an upward limit on the amount of people? Have you looked into that? Or is, I would think that they would.
That was for 1,000 people. That certificate.
Oh, okay. So mm-hmm. great. So that's not going to.
So I just pulled up on AI. As you were talking, okay. That for 1,000 people, for 4 to 5 hours, one toilet per 75 people, 75 to 100 people is what it says. 75 to 100 people. So they're saying if we had 1,000 people, that would be 10 porta potties. So I'm saying that we probably have about 750 people. So I think we're good.
Okay, yeah, so you're right in the right range.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brian, you could probably answer that. what year, because for a number of years, the Lions gave us a donation, as in the town, to the community center. Do you know year that stopped?
I think we've... Maybe the first 2 years we had enough money to get some donation to the town from the proceeds of, mm-hmm. of the event.
So there hasn't been a donation made since?
No.
Well, if you look like last year, we didn't make any money.
Yeah.
It was big time in the hole. This year, because we were going to charge $5,000, but or $5. But we also, the spasmatics, the band that's going to be playing brings their own sound and lighting. So that's $11,000 right there that we're saving. Brian last year charged or was charged $11,000 for one event.
The last donation was about $10,000 for the pool furniture. And I think it was about 6 years ago, 5-6 years ago.
It was 4 years ago.
Pool furniture.
It was 4 years ago.
No, but the money actually was donated to the Lions, up to the community center.
Well, it was a partnership.
Yeah.
So it wasn't technically, it was like we split the...
No, but I'm saying there was a lump sum that we gave, we bought the pool furniture, yeah. That had nothing to do with the concert service.
First year, I think it was something like $10,000.
Yeah, that was the year.
Next year, it was like $5,000.
And it's been a few years. So.
My point of view, strictly speaking for myself, is, you know, I would just want to see the cost that the community center, the town incurs covered, and then also anything that we lose that day, you know, we will have to have the pool closed.
Right.
And so, but anyway, that's my point. And just to, you know, cover if we have, you know, any staff working, whatever, then that should be covered.
Can I make a point? Staffing wise, you're actually probably going to be ahead as far as the pool, because you're only charging $5 per person. And the last meeting, there was hardly anyone in the pool, but you're also having to pay for a lifeguard that day. So there's employee costs right there. Salary.
So I don't know, but I think there's some, and I may be wrong on this, but there's some staffing required for opening and closing the facility. That's right. And mm-hmm. isn't there somebody, a staff member, yes. that needs to be on call at least throughout the
site yeah.
during out the whole time? So there are some staffing costs. Absolutely. Is that correct?
And we understand that there's going to be some fees, and of course we'll.
Yeah, but in the past, what we were told earlier is that because Brian was leading this and he's not anymore, that was one of the reasons that he was a staff member, so they included that. But that you guys also waived fees for the last couple of years, so $3,750, just it seems like a lot for a nonprofit doing something for the community. I can understand if it was someone that was trying to make a lot of money, but this is for the community. And we're taking all responsibility here, everything. So That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
My only input on that would be, because it's been going on for years, is that when Brian was doing it, he coerced his fellow board members to help him volunteer and serve.
Exactly.
And do all those things. So we had staff here that we didn't have to pay for because we volunteered to support it based on the fact that it was a community event. So that's part of the difference. That's not occurring anymore.
I actually asked Brian to show up so he could be part of your staff.
Well,
/ volunteer for the Lions.
Voluntold.
I don't have any more comment than that. So all you guys are the only place you guys make any money on or recoup any of your costs on this is through the beer truck and wine sales, right?
And entry if we do charge $5.
And what?
And entry if we do charge $5.
Well, right. I don't think whether or not you charge $5 is going to make any difference to me personally. What I wanted to clarify was what your because I heard that you're not allowing any outside alcohol in. That's
absolutely not.
No alcohol or food. No outside alcohol.
All of a sudden, I heard no alcohol. I'm going. I haven't heard of a concert without alcohol, so I don't know what's
Come
going
on now. Yeah. I really think we would
this
do that
in Discovery Bay.
In Discovery Bay, hello.
Yeah. So I just my only input is that when we got word of it. Staff was asked to put together what the costs were going to be for it. And, that's where that number comes from. I haven't analyzed it. I'm not on Parks and Rec either. I do know that just from our conversations with staff, I'm sure that we're not trying to be unreasonable and we're not making money on it either. Whether or not we want to share in those costs or not is up to the board to decide. We have a number that staff gave us of what they are anticipating the cost to the town to be. And I don't know.
Should we open to public comments and then come back to the board? Or perhaps. Is there anyone online that wants to make a public comment?
There are no hands raised.
Anyone in the audience that wants to make a public comment?
Really?
Throat clear?
Yeah.
And I guess I'll bring it back to the board.
My only thoughts are, you know, what I said already, that we, you know, just want to cover our costs, but this is a major community event, obviously. Really look forward to it. So that's important, covering the town's costs. You know, that's important. But I feel like since our meeting and the call that you had with Brian and the now not charging, I'm wondering if we should put a pause on this and have another discussion between staff and Lions.
Not understanding what you're asking for.
I that we not vote tonight, that we not make the decision. This kind of threw us for a loop, threw them for a loop. They didn't know about the $37.50 until they got here tonight.
Today.
There was no prior discussion. Mm-hmm. You've been to a couple of meetings?
We've been to.
We came last
first.
Week
we, yeah, we came on the 17th.
Fine.
Nope.
So the first meeting they came to was like 2 weeks ago, right?
That's correct.
On the 17th.
Was there any discussion of costs at all?
Yes, there was.
No number.
There was no number presented. We left the meeting that staff needs to crunch some numbers and we'll have something by the time the agenda goes out.
Here's the deal. We have to be careful legally. My attorney's staring at me. We have to be, Lisa, cautious. From a standpoint of gifting public funds, because we're not officially a sponsor of the concert. And if
That's
we give, if we give away staff time and these things, that's against the law. That's called gift of public funds.
Can I?
There may be some room for compromise. Is that what you're looking for, Carolyn?
Yeah, I just want to make sure one the I think it happens.
What I don't want to do is what I what don't want to do is keep them hanging though, because yeah. it's yeah. getting close to D-Day
Jesus,
for them.
Please. So can I say one thing?
Sure.
So yes, at the last meeting on the 17th, I actually requested what the fee would be if it wasn't for free. What was it? So if they can give me how many people are going to be here, give me an amount. And I didn't get that. All I got was today was $37.50. And I was told to go online to figure it out. I'm going to be honest, Brian.
Lisa, that's unfair because you say you only got it today, meaning you only opened up your email and read it today. The email was sent out to you on Friday with the agenda.
I was on vacation. I do. I believe,
so
yes.
In all fairness, though, don't. It's not fair for you to come across that, that the town didn't give you the information.
But I asked for it on June 17th at our last meeting.
You didn't have it on June 17th.
Okay. All right. It's all good. It's all good.
I'm not trying to argue.
We're willing to pay.
I don't even have those numbers. I mean, it's public information. We're not hiding anything from you. I mean, we put together, there's gotta be a, right, Monica? We have your calculations. My feelings are that we for sure have to make sure that if we have staff on site, which I believe we're gonna have somebody here for the entire event, plus have a manager on call, because anything can happen, Lisa, and somebody's got to make a decision.
Absolutely.
Okay, so those hard costs have to be covered, period, in my opinion. Now, whether there's other costs involved there that we talked about, loss of the facility use, or so maybe some soft costs that can be negotiated. I don't know. I don't have a list of them either. But
staff actually came back with three different price points. The top price point was over $4,000.
Okay.
We compromised at the middle price point, which we thought was more reasonable. And I don't remember what the number below that was, but it did not cover all the items that should have been covered.
Do we know what the hard costs are for our staffing for it?
Yes, I do. For the rental of the community center grounds and for the staffing, we do have those. So that's for the rental of the community center grounds, it's about $580. And for the staff costs are about $1,512.
That's with Burton. That's what it's going to actually cost the town. So yes. We're at about $2,100 hard costs.
Administration processing.
Right.
Just reading the application, going through it.
And staff will note that does not include, again, to President Joe's point, that we're presented. That did not include manager or on-call time. That is recreation staff, recreation coordinator, and front desk staff fully burdened. No manager to that.
That hard cost does not include if Monica gets called out.
Correct. And that was, again, an effort to present a compromise option. That cost is not in what is presented here.
So we're about $2,100 hard cost, not including emergencies, which, you know, hopefully won't happen, especially if you have security staff on site, you know. But I would like to see a decision made tonight so they know what they're doing, unless the board's not willing to discuss it any further.
Oh,
Leslie, do you have any input?
I agree with you. And I think it's an amazing event, and thank you, ladies, for taking the charge. I've been to one of them before, and they're really a lot of fun. I'd like to see this happen. My concern is more from a legal standpoint of precedent, and if the town doesn't one time one way, we have to then, because it is a public entity, do it the same way every single time going forward. So I think that we need to make a careful choice about how we handle this. And I think that staff needs to be, I may be wrong about that.
No, I hear what you're saying, because they're not the only group that may want to use the community center. And if we may be able to work with you guys fine, and you guys have all your ducks in a row, and you got it together. But what happens when the next one comes along, I think is your point, and says, hey, I want to have a car show here. and or something, and then we have an issue with that. So it has to be something. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. But I think we can take that on an individual basis. I'm in kind of an awkward position because
I think you have a conflict. I think you have a conflict.
How's that?
Because it is an organization that has contributed money mm-hmm. to your organization.
There's no conflict in it. So.
Okay.
It's totally unrelated. My wife runs all the registration for the Big Cat Poker Run, and for that, they donate a little bit of money to our foundation. It's not.
But it doesn't come before the town.
That's it has nothing to do with the town.
Well, this is before the town. This is you will be voting on something that will be before the town.
But it doesn't benefit me personally or our foundation.
The organization, if they donate to your organization from funds that they are profitable from this.
It won't. That's not where it comes from. It comes from the Big Cat Poker Room. Totally different
event. Okay. I don't know. I'm just.
It's part of the Lions, I think, is what you said.
The Lions Club. Yeah. From the Lions.
We support the Lions Club on one event, and that's the Big Cat Poker Run. And we support it with labor. We donate to them. They don't donate to us.
Okay. I thought they donated to your organization.
They have written us checks mm-hmm. out of the money they make at the Big Cat Poker Run. That's got nothing to do with this event. I don't know what you're. I don't know why that's difficult.
Well, I don't know how you can distinguish where the funds, if they donate to your organization, where the funds.
They're not making any money on this event. How can any funds come from this?
Well, they have in the past, and they have donated.
What was the last time you made money on the Summer Jam?
A number of years.
I think we're going off on a little bit of tangent here.
Yeah, I don't.
Mm-hmm. I'd actually though. Like to hear from legal at this point, since the subject's been broached.
So conflicts of interest, they are in the specific transaction. So the specific transaction here is between the town Discovery Bay and the Lions Club. The Joey Graves Foundation is not a party to any of the transactions happening right there. So the Political Reform Act goes away. What an organization does with their funds, if there is some sort of promise, if this action, they take an action, there's an arrangement right now or that we don't know about that's related to this event that you're taking action on, and there is a financial interest benefit to the Joey Graves Foundation, we would have to take a look at that a little bit more. If it's a discretionary act by the Lions Club, the Political Reform Act says that it's not a related transaction. There's discretion on behalf of the Lions Club. What I will say is that's the Political Reform Act. You have 1090. 1090 would prohibit any transactions, meaning that if there was any involvement with the Joey Graves Foundation in this instance, you would not be able to make a decision tonight because you'd be precluded based on the fact that you have a board member that would be financially benefiting from that. Nonprofit rules, there's a few exemptions, which is why Brian has recused himself in the past when he was involved because the town of Discovery Bay was making an agreement with the Lions Club. So that leaves the third leg of this, which is common law. Common law is there's no direct specific standard element, but it's more of an optics. And that's where you're talking about,
is
more of a common law. And that's what we discussed was common law. And that's what I've discussed as it relates to this at all, is common law. So common law is its own thing, but also with conflicts, each of you board members individually determine whether you're going to participate in the decision. If there's a challenge to that position, that board member who participated in the decision would have to defend that position because all of the consequence would be specific to the board member, not to the town Discovery Bay.
So I can refuse myself. I don't have any problem with that. As long as there's still three members that are going to vote. But Brian, have you recused yourself?
I'm abstaining.
You're going to abstain. So there would be no decision made if I recuse myself. And the Joy Grace Foundation has absolutely nothing to do with Summer Jam and never has.
Well, it sounds like the conflict would be only towards you. And if you don't care about that, you would be the one to have to answer. If I understand what your position
That's correct. It wouldn't impact the town's decisions tonight. The town's decision tonight would still remain a decision of the board. If in the event that it is challenged and the challenger prevails and we have a 3-1 abstention, we're probably talking about a different story, because now we don't have the 3 votes that are required for the town Discovery Bay to transact business.
Thank you for the clarification.
All right. Well.
So now we're.
Well, now the board has a choice of either making a motion to approve staff recommendation or modifying staff recommendation.
Well, I'll make the motion. I think that we need to make a decision. I'd like to make a decision tonight. I make the motion that we approve staff recommendation.
Do we have a second?
We're in a bind here because if we don't approve it, then it dies from lack of second, and then they can't use the community center. So I will second that motion.
Roll call, please.
Director Belcher?
Aye.
Director Graham?
No, I think we need to spend more time looking at this and come back with another.
Vice President Graves?
Aye.
President Gouteau?
Aye. Motion carries.
You just voted yes for it? Approved or no? You did?
Thank you.
I don't think it's fair for you guys to have to wait another 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Still have the $37.50, right? All right.
So we're good? It is.
You're good?
Okay.
Well,
thank you very much.
Sorry.
No, no. We want you to be excited and we want you to do this.
Well, you're going to come.
That was never the issue. But anyway.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Good night.
All right, where are we at?
Engineering.
D2, here at engineering. Aaron, are you still in the house?
Yeah, so before you is staff's recommendation to a contract with Herbert Engineering to lead the project management of the CIP capital project at Wastewater Treatment Plant 2. Great, you guys want to talk about it a little bit?
So, I'm Gregory Harris, Herbert Engineering, District Engineer for the Town of Discovery Bay. And I've met most people here, but Leslie, I haven't met you. Brian, you know me, and the other people know me. I've been the District Engineer for the Town of Discovery Bay for 25 years, believe it or not. We were here before you formed. And we were here as part of that. But there are some CIP projects that have been kicking around in the town for quite a while. And those are finally ready to go out to bid. And they are, in fact, out to bid. And we're going to receive bids on those in about a month. End of July, July 28th, we'll get bids. We'll come back to the board at that time for award. And this contract is for Herwitt to manage the construction and do the engineering services during construction for that project.
And the project that you're referring to is maintenance on machinery that has long passed its prime, that has is no longer working. I mean, this goes back a number of years,
right? So when we come back to the board to award, I was planning to give a formal presentation to the board about all the project elements. So you'll be aware of the project elements before you have to award the project. But the project elements are a new belt press. Our original belt press from 20 years ago has died, and it's been repaired enough that we can't repair it anymore. There's some maintenance on the active solar dryers. They're also 20 years old, and we're repairing this wiring inside the dryers, a new mole, new robot that goes inside the dryer to dry the sludge, a new pump station, a new building for the new larger vac truck building, vac truck that we have. a new dumping facility for the VAC truck. So they're miscellaneous projects that have been carried on the CIP for the last 4 or 5 years as individual projects. They haven't had enough emphasis by themselves to go forth, but we decided to package together and get them all done at once. But they are maintenance items and refurbishment items at the treatment.
Ryan, if I may. So this all came, this is, I like to say this all came to the Water Wastewater Committee earlier today, but this has actually come to the Water Waste Committee probably for over the last 15 years. And there were things that there are things that have not been addressed, and we were able to scab together and make continue to work. But it's now time to make some major things. And I believe that all of this is in the CIP.
Yes, it is.
It was allowed for. It was put in the budget for this time around because we knew that these repairs just needed to be made. A couple of them would make it impossible for us to even function as a wastewater treatment plant if we don't do. Some of them are a little less of a necessity maybe, but still needed because we can't just keep kicking the can down the road.
So like I said, we have a formal presentation set for you when we come back with the bids and then when we award, for you guys to award. But that's sort of the highlight summary of what we're talking about. The CIP budget for the contractor end is about $4.5 million. Then our fee would be on top of that. Geotech and other engineering professional fees would be above that.
Any more questions?
Discussed this at length today in the water wastewater meeting, went over every item, and it's kind of unusual how we're going about this, but as he said, these are things that the can can no longer be kicked, and so we need to get them done, so it's going out to bid now, but we need his time to be able to start looking at all this and start putting it together. And as was mentioned, all this has been over the years budgeted for. So should the board decide to move ahead with the $4.5 million, it is there.
For clarification, the motion in front of the board tonight is for the contract between us and Herwood Engineering for about $350,000. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what the motion is tonight. But the overall contract, estimated construction amount, and they've already gone out to bid on some of this stuff, is about $4.5 million.
How long will this contract, the work that's being done here, the scope of work that's in front of us, how long will it be valid if we choose not to move ahead with the improvements this year? I mean, will it still be valid next year? Is there an expiration date? Does this time out the scope of work?
It's specifically for construction project, if you award. If you do not award the project, like if the bids come in higher than you want to spend, we would not spend any money on the contract. And we would just cancel the contract and wait around for a decision like, okay, do you want to cut the project in half or do you want to change the project or, you know, what would happen? But basically, we just start from scratch and start over again and say, okay, we're going to do something else.
Yeah. So it's contingent upon the bids coming in at a reasonable rate within budget, the 4.5.
Yeah, it's contingent on you proceeding.
The project. If the project doesn't place, there's no project manager.
Yeah, exactly. So unless you award on the project and decide to build the project, whatever the cost is, if you don't award a project, there's nothing for me to do.
Gotcha.
So the contract then.
Pre-planning.
No, we've already designed everything. So that was approved a year ago. So we've already designed everything under contract to the town. This is for the next step.
Contract, yes.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. That's what I was trying to think of. General services.
Since I'm not part of the wastewater committee, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. So.
There
are no hands raised.
Anyone in the audience? Rob? Okay. Bring back to the board for motion or more discussion.
I'd move to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
A roll call, please.
Dr. Belcher? Dr. Graham?
Aye.
Vice President Graves?
Aye.
President Goodteau?
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, moving forward, G3. Monica. Thanks, Gregory.
So before you, in your staff report, we're going to talk about Ravenswood Park. So this neighborhood is approximately 20 years old, and in recent years, we've been doing a lot of upgrades, which include the new splash pad, playground, and updated the landscaping. Ravenswood Park is surrounded by a concrete fence, and there's a picture in there for you to see the area that we're discussing today and pictures of the condition of it. It's falling apart. We've replaced some of the rails and posts about 5 years ago, and those are also crumbling, exposing rusted rebar, making it a safety concern. So what we recently did, a similar project at Slifer Park, so I included some before and after pictures, so you can see how it opened up the park, just makes it so inviting, and it's less maintenance, and gets rid of those safety concerns that we have with that rusting rebar. This was brought to the Special Parks and Recreation Committee meeting that was held on June 17th with a recommendation to bring it to the board. This would impact the Zone 9 operating budget for $23,320. So this evening, staff is looking for board approval to approve the quote from Jensen Landscape to remove the existing concrete fencing around Ravenswood Park and authorize the general manager to execute the contract for an amount not to exceed $23,320. Do you have any questions for me?
All right.
I don't have any questions. I just know that one of the worst decisions that the developer made when they put those concrete fences.
Well, they look good, brand new.
They look good for about the first 3 years.
Yeah, and that was it.
Yeah, and how many years?
That they've been there for 25.
Let's go ahead and public comments.
No hands are raised.
Anyone in the audience? Seeing none, bring it back to the board. Before we make a motion. If it gets approved, hopefully we'll be able to keep a majority of the good ones because we still have other areas throughout the...
That's what we did with Slifer Park. Our staff went through first and removed any that were in good condition, and we moved those over to Ravenswood Park to kind of try and help limp it along. So long as they're, you know, some of the sections are all different lengths, but yes, we would absolutely remove those that are in good condition to kind of fix the other areas.
And the developer across the way might need to buy those from us if he can't find a suitable solution. So. How about bring it back to the board for a motion?
I move staff recommendation.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Director Belcher? President Graves? President Goodteau?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Monica. Do we have any manager's reports?
Not this evening.
General manager reports?
Yes, I do. So I've got some good news, some news, and, you know... So the town of Discovery Bay submitted an application to the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services under the state and local cybersecurity grant program, requesting $40,000 to enhance the town's cybersecurity infrastructure and resilience. As of July 1st, 2026, Cal OES has not yet announced the 2024 grant award recipients, and staff will provide an update to the board once the funding decisions are released. Grant two. The town of Discovery Bay submitted a request for $1 million in community project funding through the Office of Representation Josh Harder to support improvements to the community center. While the project was not selected for funding during the cycle, staff will continue to pursue future state and federal grant opportunities to advance important community investments. So really sad we were not awarded that grant. So staff has identified California State Parks Statewide Park Development and Community Revitalization Program as a potential funding opportunity for future parks and recreation improvements.
However, current park and recreation master plan and meaningful community engagement are key components of that application, which we do not have. We have been in conversations with the Parks and Rec Committee to do a master plan for landscaping and for recreation. So we are prioritizing the development of those two master plans and to engage public outreach to better position ourselves for future grants. The Assistant General Manager and I attended the California Special Districts Association Manager Leadership Summit. It's a lot. On Monday and Tuesday, it was a valuable conference with extensive content geared toward general managers. Key topics included the use of AI in government, cybersecurity, and agency leadership. Under cybersecurity, I'm very pleased to tell you that we are doing great. We have all the top-notch items in place to protect this district. So that was really good to hear that validation. Finally, I want to wish Discovery Bay a safe and happy 4th of July, and that is the end of my report.
Thank you. Director's reports. Well, I'll go first because the Communication Committee met at this afternoon, and basically it was we revisited the thought of possibly putting an electronic signboard on the western side of Discovery Bay, but what was confirmed, some information we already knew, which is unfortunately there's no piece of land or parcel that we own that would make sense. So at this point, the only option is to go to the county and see if they wish to participate in this. And I think Stephen's going to look into it, but the likelihood is probably slim because basically we'd be asking them to pay for it, install it, maintain it, and let us put stuff on it. I'm not sure. Oh, well, that would be received. So that was the gist of the communication meeting. And then the Park and Recs Committee met. And actually, well, this evening, we went over everything that we talked about. Besides, Monica did give a very nice update about all the work in progress throughout the community. And if you haven't seen one of her updates, you should look at it because it's pretty voluminous how much these guys are taking on with a very small crew. So nice job, Monica, what you got. And then water, wastewater.
The water, wastewater, we discussed the major project that we talked about tonight that we will see a lot more detail on in coming meetings and discuss the contract for Hurwit Engineering that you all heard about.
Okay, nothing else then.
That's good. We hashed it out, looked at pictures and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Director's regional meeting and training reports. I don't think we have any. Correspondence. I did receive a letter from a gentleman, a very young gentleman in our community. And he was asking us to look in, was asking me to look into more activities at the community center. So I've tasked our assistant general manager with that. Up the more activities at the community center. League report.
I have none.
Thank you. Any future agenda items? Hearing none, 8:03, meeting adjourned. Happy 4th of July, buddy.